It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on items influencing the markets here this week. Well, Roy, we had that major report come out from USDA on Monday and huge reactions in the Chicago Board of Trade to that report, but things have kind of steadily come back from that, haven't they?
They have. The report caused the prices to go down pretty severely Monday and Tuesday, and of course with the expanded limits, why we took quite a bit off that soybean market. But it's kind of interesting now. We've had a couple of pretty good days. The market closed higher again on Thursday, so I think what we're seeing now is people adjusting their cropping plans, or at least thinking about adjusting their cropping plans, maybe and talking about, well, maybe we will plant a little more corn, maybe we won't plant so many more beans as much as we thought we were going to when the outlook changed.
Now, just because that USDA report came out, kind of like you say, there's going to be a lot of speculation going on between now and middle of springtime, May, June, isn't there?
I think the next month or before the next major report comes out, there's just going to be a lot of thrashing back and forth. Wouldn't surprise me to see these beans rally another, maybe a dollar, and maybe the corn moderate just a little bit, because what I'm picking up from the internet and also from a couple of meetings that I was at this week, there's some people that are talking seriously now about maintaining their acres of corn instead of cutting back on them like they had planned to before the report.
So what is the what's the next big report that you referred to? Would that be the acreage report in June?
Yeah, that'll probably be the one that'll be the most important, because that'll give us a good idea of what is really getting planted. You know, all we can do now is speculate or guess what's going to happen, but by the time that comes around, most of the planting will be done, and that'll really be a big one.
Is the weather pattern that's going on in the southeastern part of the United States, and there's been talking about planting delays down there already, is that significant enough to swing a market one way or the other?
Well, it's certainly a concern. Now, you have to understand that there's not a lot of acres of corn in those areas, but as the report showed Monday, we need every acre we can get, and whether it's grown in Georgia or Alabama or Iowa and Nebraska, it doesn't matter. It's still an acre of corn, and that certainly is a concern. And, of course, that wetness, it gets up into some pretty good corn country in the Missouri, southern Illinois, and southern Indiana and so forth. And so, you know, that's probably going to keep the corn market nervous and maybe keep a little bit of a lid on the beans, but it's just a real unsettled situation right now.
I see China was in the market to buy more beans. That's going to lend some support. And then the Argentine farmers strike is over, but there's still some shipping concerns there. And, I mean, it's all supportive in nature, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, cause the situation still remains that as of the way things are now, we just don't have enough acres of everything. I mean, we increase the acres of one commodity, we're going to decrease it in another one, and we don't have acres to spare with the demand we've got. And the dollar, you know, I watched the charts on the dollar index, and boy, the dollar is weak, and it just hasn't been going anywhere at all this week. It stopped going down, but it really hasn't rallied very much. And as long as we have that weak dollar, the foreign demand is going to be real good.
Now, this all being said, from the foreign demand to the weather talk to the acreage battle, you know, the volatility in the next month, like you were pointing to before, you know, how does this all play into our marketing plan now?
You know, I'll tell you what I'm feeling like right now, and that is that I got most of the marketing done I want to do, and I want to plant my corn and beans now, and I'm going to, you know, try to keep that marketing in the back of my mind. I still have to haul a little bit of the corn that I sold earlier, but, you know, I'm pretty well in the position I want to be in, and I want to focus now on getting the corn and beans planted in a timely manner.
Very good. If producers would want to get more information from you, there's a couple of different ways they can do that, right?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website.
Well, thank you very much, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll be here next week.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, with an update on items influencing the markets here on a Friday, KTIC, Chad Moyer reporting.